The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, the fastest hour on radio.
800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. It is 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, and of course, show's official observer is Luke Hammett. He is manning the controls, flying the ship, and keeping us aloft this evening. Luke will be screening your calls. 800-923-9385. As soon as you hear something that you think you want to comment on, don't be shy. Don't wait. Don't delay. Make that call. Get in queue and have your say on the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. I know that there are many of you who care about the issue of life, and there was a bit of an interesting decision made with regard to that issue today regarding the Michigan Appeals Court. The Michigan Court of Appeals did, in effect, make a ruling that seems to, and I say seems to, indicate that prosecutors within the state are not bound by that injunction on the 1931 Michigan abortion ban, so that if there was a case that they thought was appropriate with regard to the violation of the statute, they could prosecute. Now, it's a complex issue because there are some who would seem to indicate that prosecutors can't really make a move that would in any way, shape, or form take to task anyone performing abortions or abortion-related services in the state with regard to this latest Court of Appeals ruling. The Court of Appeals ruling takes effect immediately, though the other confusing aspect of the discussion seems to be that there are those who believe that there is a delay in terms of this ruling by the Michigan Court of Appeals taking effect with regard to prosecutors being able to prosecute those who violate the Michigan 1931 abortion ban, because prosecutors are not bound by the injunction. Others say there's a 21-day period that they must allow for before any action is taken. There are others who say no. No, there isn't. So it's all very confusing. It's all very complex. It's the latest salvo fired in this battle over Michigan abortion law. We are going to get someone on the line as soon as we can, someone highly credible who can give us the definitive analysis of exactly what this all means. So stay with us during the week as we search for that individual and bring them to you. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. In the meantime, however, if you feel comfortable enough with the issue and its attendant complexities, and you want to discuss it with me on the program today, you feel free to do just that. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. And, of course, as many of you know, there is lots more going on in the news that we're trying to keep track of, not the least of which includes the passage of that massive anti-inflation measure. That's what the people, the Democrats in particular, who are essentially presiding over the construction of this monstrosity and the hope that they will be able to pass it, especially through the Senate. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, and Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, have apparently been in the back room making deals. Deals that have resulted in a $700+ billion measure that they say will help fight inflation. Well, the analysis of that bill says just the opposite. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Yeah, the Democrats supported so-called Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, according to an independent analysis by the Penn Wharton Business School, is saying that this measure is actually going to create sustained increase in inflation through at least 2024, and at some point in that report, it says the inflation may be increased and sustained through the late 2020s. Late 2020s. So this administration seems dead set on the continuance of profligate spending and currency printing, regardless of its impact on inflation, and at the same time have the nerve to turn around and say to you, it's an anti-inflation measure. And we call it, for lack of a better term, Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Really. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK, and you can join us either on the phone or you can join us over on the Facebook page as well. It is up and running, and those of you who would like to comment over there would also like to see the show streaming live, just get over to facebook.com/ThePatriotDetroit, facebook.com/ThePatriotDetroit, and if you just want to check us out on the web, patriotdetroit.com. patriotdetroit.com's where you go to make it happen. Meanwhile, the other story that kind of caught my attention is the quiet nature with which the Biden-Harris administration may be admitting that their border policy is an abject failure, because there are reports that Mr. Biden is quietly approving the building of some of the border wall, particularly in Yuma sector in Arizona. 800-923-9385. Dial that number if you want to talk about that. And then there's the other story that I just couldn't resist getting, reaction to. And that's this story about China threatening Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has said that while on her Asian trek, she wants to land in Taiwan to affirm for the people there the lasting and strengthening relationship between the United States and Taiwan, the Taiwanese people, the Taiwan government. Taiwan has never been under the control of China. They don't want to be under the control of China. But China insists that Taiwan should be under their control based on their so-called One China policy. 800-923-9385. And to that extent, have issued an official statement saying that if Nancy Pelosi thinks visiting Taiwan is the right move as a U.S. official at this time, she is mistaken. They even went so far as to say that Nancy Pelosi's plane, should it fly into Taiwan under U.S. air military escort, it could end up being shot down. Now, they didn't use those exact words, but they used a term that pretty much gives you the same sense. It was shared by Jason Chaffetz, Fox News reader, talking about the Chinese reaction to the prospect of Nancy Pelosi visiting our Democratic partner, Taiwan.
A reporter for the Global Times, which is Chinese state media, suggested actually shooting her plane down, writing, "If U.S. fighter jets escort Pelosi's plane into Taiwan, it is invasion. The People's Liberation Army has the right to forcibly dispel Pelosi's plane and the U.S. fighter jets, including firing warning shots and making tactical movement of obstruction. If ineffective, then shoot them down."
Wow. 800-923-9385. So is China trying to dictate U.S. diplomatic and foreign policy with military threats? 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. And should we listen? Because the latest reports seem to indicate that when Nancy Pelosi, or where Nancy Pelosi's flight is concerned, and when it could possibly land in Taiwan, if at all, might be tomorrow evening, that she lands in Taiwan to meet with government leaders there. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK is the number you dial to join the conversation on the program this evening. And of course, remember, show's official observer, Luke Ammett, standing by to screen your calls. 800-923-9385. I've put three major stories, not including a late development in which the President of the United States is planning to go on nationwide television tonight to talk about a successful counterterrorism operation in Afghanistan, of all places. Can you say trying to rehabilitate his image nearing an election cycle? I can, and I just did. 800-923-9385. We are back with your calls after the break.
Now, on time traffic and weather on the Patriot.
Good evening. Out on your roads right now, we still got a broken water main out in the Grosse Pointe Woods area. It says Vernier closed between Morningside Drive and Lakeshore Drive, so watch out for that and avoid that area. Still got a one-hour delay at the Ambassador Bridge for commercial and passenger vehicles trying to cross to Windsor, and it's a 45-minute delay at the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel. Also, still got some heavy traffic, 94 eastbound between 12 Mile and N59. That earlier accident has cleared, but we're still seeing some pretty slow residual traffic there, so watch out there. An accident on the right shoulder, 696 westbound at the 96-275 interchange, as well as an accident on the right shoulder of the 75 northbound ramp to 696 eastbound, also slowing you there. Tonight, partly cloudy with some scattered showers overnight, a low around 62 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And right now, it is mostly cloudy and 85 degrees. I'm Tim Cook on the Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers, not Cash Call Mortgage. At Cash Call Mortgage, we qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property, and borrowers can own unlimited financed properties. We lend up to $2.5 million with no tax returns or employment verification and no broker fees. We accept FICOs as low as 600 for our investment property loans. If you are a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-7998. That's 800-940-7998. 800-940-7998.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. These loans may have higher interest rates, higher points, and/or higher costs than a full documentation loan.
At affordable dentures and implants, that moment when we see the patient smile is everything to us. And we're proud to have helped millions of patients improve their smiles through affordable tooth replacement options. So whether it's a single tooth, full dentures, or dental implants, Affordable Dentures and Implants is here to help you go ahead and smile. Our new Warren office, led by Dr. Tracy Cobb, is now open at 8327 12 Mile Road in Tech Plaza, between Ulta Beauty and Skechers. To schedule a free new patient consultation, call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com. That's 1-800-DENTURE or affordabledentures.com. Again, our new Warren office is located at 8327 12 Mile Road in Tech Plaza, between Ulta Beauty and Skechers. Browse online at affordabledentures.com or call 1-800-DENTURE. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Go ahead and smile.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio, with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm Brian Kurtz, president of AIP Financial Services in Troy. For solid, entertaining, and informative financial talk, Money Matters is a show you can't afford to miss. Each week, we'll feature a dynamic guest interview with authors, attorneys, and other financial experts. The interest rate update will tell you where to get the highest rates in the nation on your short-term CDs and fixed annuities. There's a website of the week, questions of the week, and much more.
Saturday mornings at 9 on The Patriot and ThePatriotDetroit.com.
Dial that number. Join the conversation on 6 o'clock talk with Darryl Wood.
We started talking again. We got the bill down to where there's nothing inflammatory in this bill, even though there's some naysayers. I'm sure you would always hear that, but there is nothing in that. We're paying down debt, $300 billion. We're increasing production as far as if you want to get the gasoline prices down. Produce more energy and produce it here in America. That's what we're doing. And we're investing in the technologies for the future energy.
Now, that's West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who all of a sudden is born again with regard to the idea of spending multiplied billions of taxpayer dollars to help Joe Biden implement his Green New Deal using something they're referring to as the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, it's over $740 billion in government spending. It is a ridiculous sum of money that even an independent university economic analysis reveals will do just the opposite of what they claim. You hear Joe Manchin talking about paying down debt. It's not going to pay down debt. It's going to increase inflation in the shorter term. It's going to increase spending and more than likely will keep the printing presses where the dollar bills that fly all over Washington, D.C. are concerned. Going to keep those printing presses just rolling along. 800-923-9385. And you know what that means? It means inflation. But not according to Joe Manchin.
So we're doing everything to bring manufacturing back, keep people working. And I think it's a great piece of legislation. And on normal times, my Republican colleagues would be for something such as this.
Kind of hard to spit it out when you're kind of lying to folks, isn't it?
Excuse me. We've basically paid down debt is what they want. We've accelerated permitting, which is what they want. And we've increased production of energy, which is what they want. We've done things that we should be doing together.
Yeah, this guy tries to sound like a free market capitalist at a time in an election season when they're trying to pull the wool over the American taxpayers' eyes once again. They want to sound like someone who's all in the bag for conservative policies, you know, like drilling for more energy and bringing the debt down and looking for free market-oriented solutions that will create more jobs, all that kind of stuff. You know good and well these people don't believe in these economic principles. They only start talking about them at election time. 800-923-9385. And that's not for your benefit. It's for their benefit. Jim's listening to the program in Warren. Jim, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, thank you, sir. First on the border real quick. Joe Biden's, there's three bodies a day turning up at the border since he's took office. So if you can go to the end of that for 4 years, that's going to be 4,380 people dead at the border. They say they care about what I don't know. On Joe Manchin, and every time I've watched in my life, I've watched them spend lots of money. Then the economy goes in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this time any different? I mean, you would think you keep doing the same thing, hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. The same thing's going to happen. You're going to get a headache.
That's exactly right,
Jim. How dumb
is that? Yeah, it is dumb because we know and we can see with our own eyes, we can see that we are in an inflationary cycle that is ruinous, not only for the country, but for individual wage earners, people with pension funds and the like. It is ruinous for small business. It is ruinous for this country as a whole, and they're acting as though they continue to spend money like a drunken sailor on shore leave. Jim, thanks a lot. You pull back on the spending. And that's what Joe Manchin said, oh, about a week and a half ago. Pull back on the spending while the country is having a tough time with regard to inflation. So he claims they've struck a deal that's more palatable to him, but is he telling us the truth about what's actually in it? Probably not. Professor Harry Hutchison, Director of Policy for the American Center for Law and Justice, is telling the truth.
They now want to tax coal production, and they plan on raising taxes essentially on anyone who makes more than $30,000 a year. So when they tell you that they are trying to, quote unquote, tax the rich, don't believe them. They are telling another relatively large fig.
800-923-9385. So there are increased taxes in your future. And in addition to the increased taxes that not may, but will be in your future, it's a four-step plan on the road, Professor Hutchison says, to nowhere.
This so-called Inflation Reduction Act, made possible by Joe Manchin's craven capitulation to the left wing of his party, provides tax cuts that benefit the rich. And in short, this bill is nothing less than a disaster. Second, a University of Pennsylvania study points out that the Manchin bill, which highlights his commitment to inconsistency, will raise inflation through 2024. So we are already in a hyperinflation situation, and Joe Manchin wants to add jet fuel to the fire. Third, the bill raises taxes on corporations. But guess what? Corporations will, of course, raise prices. This means that the corporate tax will be paid by consumers. And so a corporate tax hike will raise the inflation rate still further. Fourth, the bottom line is that Joe Manchin's inflation reduction bill is simply a twisty road to where? Nowhere.
Nowhere indeed. John's in Chesterfield. John, thanks for the call.
I just want to say the Joe Manchin tax, it was get on corporations that make $400,000 a year. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, like the guy just said before you, they will just pass it on to the consumer.
Correct.
Now, the little guy making $30,000 a year, he's going to pay for that. And the little beggar Kroger's is going to pay for that.
That's right.
Boy, we got a problem. Thank you, Darrell.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, John, so very much for the call. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK, the number you dial. to have your say on the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. If you want to call and you want to talk about it, feel free to do so. Remember, I said that the president's going to take to the national airwaves this evening. He is going to be on at about 7:30 p.m. You do understand the president has had a relapse of the COVID-19 viral infection. Apparently, the BA.5 viral infection has gotten him again after his Paxlovid therapeutic. It seemed to be doing the trick, and it seemed to get him to the point where they could allow him to go back to work and meet with other people until this weekend expired, and we found out the president had been re-affected or re-infected. That being the case, we did hear, and I did talk last week about this Paxlovid rebound effect. The Paxlovid rebound effect is where it looks like the symptoms of COVID-19 have cleared up, but then they return. They return in earnest, even though the people at the White House are claiming that the president at this particular point in time is asymptomatic. The president at this particular time, they claim, is asymptomatic. He's going to, however, step out onto the balcony near the Blue Room on the first floor of the White House this evening, 7:30 Eastern time, to talk about a successful counterterrorism operation in which the second in command of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, the late Osama bin Laden's number two, al-Zawahiri, well, he's been killed, apparently. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. If you want to talk about it, you can. I think that this is just another attempt by Mr. Biden to rehabilitate his administration's dulled and tarnished image with regard to not only the Afghanistan fiasco earlier in his administration, but his failure overall to lead this country in any real competent way.
Now, on-time traffic, news, and weather on The Patriot.
Good evening. Out on your roads right now. Currently got a broken water main out in the Grosse Pointe Woods area. It still has Vernier closed between Morningside Drive and Lakeshore Drive. That's causing slow traffic there. Avoid that area at this time. Also, still got about a one-hour delay at the Ambassador Bridge for commercial and passenger vehicles trying to cross to Windsor, and it's a 45-minute delay at the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel. Still got some pretty heavy traffic, 94 eastbound between 12 Mile and M59. An earlier accident has cleared, but we're still seeing a lot of residual traffic in that area, so it's still a very long delay, so be careful there. An accident blocking the right shoulder, 696 westbound at the 96-275 interchange, and an accident on the right shoulder to 75 northbound ramp to 696 eastbound is slowing you there. Taking a look at your forecast tonight, partly cloudy skies overnight with some scattered showers continuing, a low around 62. Tomorrow going to be mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees, and right now it is mostly cloudy and 84 degrees. From the townhall.com newsroom, the president of Wayne State University will be leaving his post in about a year. M. Roy Wilson revealed his decision today in a letter to the school's faculty and students. He's been at the helm of the college for 9 years. He's been credited with improving student success, diversity, and fundraising. He's also had issues with the Wayne State Governing Board and had to overcome calls for his replacement in the past. The search for a new president will begin in the fall. The technology that works to match donated organs to patients is out of date and has failed several times. That's according to a Washington Post report based on a confidential government review. The Post reports the entire system needs updating with programming errors, consistent system failures, and old software. The White House's U.S. Digital Service recommended the government intervene in the United Network for Organ Sharing's current monopoly. The nonprofit agency that runs the transplant system says over 100,000 people are on the waiting list for organs and an average of 22 die a day waiting for them. We update traffic and weather four times an hour. I'm Tim Cook on The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
More and more young people are suffering severe medical issues. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Dr. Robert Lauria, concussion and neurological expert, has observed a dramatic increase in the number of young adults under the age of 40 with neurological problems ranging from severe headaches, Bell's palsy, or strokes. Dr. Lowry also noted that all of the young patients he's encountered with those medical issues have been vaccinated with the Corona coronavirus vaccines. The doctor referred to a study published in 2021 in the Journal of Clinical Immunology on vaccine damage in Mexico. Researchers found that about 1% of people experienced neurological problems after the first dose of the Pfizer experimental vaccine. However, according to Dr. Lowry and others, it is most likely that at the very least well over 10% of young people develop horrible medical conditions after obeying government and media demands to take the jab. This final note, science journalist Jennifer Margolis said that many more severe reactions in neurological and cardiac injuries occur after the second dose. I'm Ron Edwards. Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And now, the Small Business Report, sponsored by TradeFirst.com. When COVID shut down non-essential businesses, who got hurt? You, the small business owner, which doesn't make sense. Because local Main Street companies are the real engine of the economy. We know. We're TradeFirst.com, helping Michigan companies like yours for 40-plus years with powerful tools no one else has, like ways to build your customer base without spending cash. Discover more at TradeFirst.com. The new business currency.
Detroit's conservative talk radio station, WDTK FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Wake up with Hugh Hewitt mornings at 6 and drive home with Daryl Wood on 6 o'clock talk. 24/7 access to your favorite radio shows at patriotdetroit.com and on the WDTK mobile app. The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
WDTK. Go ahead, dial that number, make my day. Let's talk about the news topic stories you really care about. You know, like the president, all of a sudden and very quietly indicating that he would probably undertake to build some of that border wall in Yuma Sector, Arizona, where human trafficking and unchecked migration, illegal migration, over that southern border is continuing apace. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. It was a question that came up in the White House press room when Peter Ducey asked Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, all about it.
Why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona?
So we are not finishing the wall. We are cleaning up the mess the prior administration left behind in their failed attempt to build a wall.
Oh, really? 800-923-9385. And what mess would that be? Because if you're trying to erect a wall to stop the problem of unchecked migration over the wall, then where's the problem? Where's the mess? The fact of the matter is, Joe Biden was the one who said previous to that, when he was candidate Biden, that he wouldn't build any border wall with regard to that southern border, you know, because they have such animus for any of the policies being undertaken by his predecessor, Donald John Trump. 800-923-WDTK, 800-923-WDTK. You can call me and we can talk about it. But does anyone remember when the President of the United States said there wouldn't be a stitch of border wall built on his watch?
Trump campaigned on build that wall. Are you willing to tear that wall down?
That's Lulu Garcia Navarro of NPR.
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
Now, that's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. He said there would not be another foot of wall constructed under his administration. But now we're hearing that they're going to be building in wall in the blank sectors in Yuma Sector, Arizona.
Number one. Number two, what I'm going to focus on, the fact is that somebody in this group written a lot about the border. I'm going to make sure that we have border protection, but it's going to be based on making sure that we use high-tech capacity to deal with it.
Yeah, high-tech capacity to deal with it. That doesn't seem to be working out too well, does it, Karine Jean-Pierre?
By finishing the wall, is this?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, finishing?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, is this racist? Because in 2019, when the former guy was proposing a wall, you said that it was his racist wall. So how is this any different? I'm just having a hard time understanding how this is any different.
I'm not even sure how you get to your first question, to this question that you just asked me. I will say this. A border wall, I'm answering your question. A border wall is ineffective use of taxpayer dollars.
Well, you get to the question because you're in search of truth, something from which this administration seems to be estranged. And then she has the nerve to say it's an inefficient or ineffective use of taxpayer dollars to build a wall. And then we hear that the Biden-Harris administration is thinking about building walls in Yuma Sector. 800-923-9385. Dial that number and let's talk about it on the program this evening. With regard to our phone lines, let's get back out there and talk to Mike, listening to the program in Detroit. Mike, thanks so much for the call.
Oh, yeah, Daryl, you know, what was puzzling to me is why is Pelosi traveling around the world on this tour and, you know, landing in Taiwan? She's not exactly Winston Churchill, you know, she's a dissolute and corrupt individual, just like her husband. And there has to be some economic ties to Taiwan or something, other motives involved. I can tell you that if President Trump was going to land in Taiwan, mm-hmm. the Chinese would not be threatening to shoot his airplane down.
You're right. This whole episode would not have happened on Donald Trump's watch. As for motives, when it comes to Nancy Pelosi, I thought about this, Mike, just like you're thinking about it out loud with us now earlier today. And I asked myself, why in the world would she be incurring this kind of confusion and a verbal diplomatic dust up with the Chinese at this particular point in time, especially in contradistinction to what the president of the United States is saying about it. And I'm going to get more into that in just a moment. And it might have something to do with untoward financial interest. It might also have something to do with the fact that this woman's nearing the end of her career, figured she needed something of a little more consequence to help sell that memoir she may be planning to write and that book tour she may be planning to take. Who knows, Mike, what motivates these crooks? Mike, thanks a lot for the call. 800-923-9385. Back to the phone lines we go. Jim is in Inkster. Jim, thanks so much for your call. What about Mr. Biden and that airstrike in Afghanistan?
Hi, Daryl. I can't remember a more exciting show of yours than today.
Okay, thank you.
Let's have some fun here. Okay, Pelosi junket trip to the Orient. It sounds like Cuban Missile Crisis number two, I think in 1960, when John Kennedy told us the best we can expect from this is to taste the ashes of victory in our mouth.
Mm.
And point number two, regarding Joe Manchin, Richard Nixon told us in Roma Hall when he was president many decades ago, the way Democrats win elections is to campaign like a conservative
mm-hmm.
and rule like a liberal.
Absolutely.
And big coincidence.
Absolutely, Jim. Great point. You're spot on, my friend. 800-923-9385. And he's exactly right. That's the strategy. and Joe Manchin is working it to a T. When it comes to Nancy Pelosi, is she acting more presidential than the President of the United States, given this latest dust-up with regard to China? Remember, they told her not to land a plane in Taiwan.
A reporter for the Global Times, which is Chinese state media, suggested actually shooting her plane down, writing, "If U.S. fighter jets escort Pelosi's plane into Taiwan, it is invasion. The People's Liberation Army has the right to forcibly dispel Pelosi's plane and the U.S. fighter jets, including firing warning shots and making tactical movement of obstruction. If ineffective, then shoot them down."
General Jack Keane is a Fox News contributor.
When the president intervened and sort of threw water on this by saying, well, you know, the military doesn't seem that it's the right thing to do, well, that made it a huge story because now we have the president disagreeing with the speaker who's making a visit, and it incentivized the Chinese to really come on strong because they saw an opportunity. And the opportunity was let's ramp this up and let's get the United States to back down. It looks like they're already on their way to doing it, and we'll score a major political victory for President Xi prior to the National Party Congress, which is coming up in several weeks, where he's going to be enshrined for a third term.
Morgan Ortegas is a former State Department spokesperson.
Whenever you are asked to specifically address the threat to the life of the Speaker of the House, you know, third in line to the presidency, what do? You have to stand up strong and unequivocally and say, you know, absolutely, you will not threaten the lives of top U.S. officials. And they couldn't say that from the White House. I don't know if it was the incompetence of the press secretary or just the weak position of the Biden White House in general.
And speaking of the weak position, Morgan Ortegas.
The problem is that President Biden already let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, whenever he answered the question and started talking about it publicly and said, well, you know, the U.S. military doesn't want her to go. It was very irresponsible of Biden to talk about it publicly, to even answer the question, and he sort of put Beijing in a corner by doing that.
And then when asked about it at a White House press conference, Karine Jean-Pierre came through like always.
I know you're asking specifically about the rhetoric that we're hearing from China, but as it relates to the speaker's travels, it's something that we're just not going to speak to. Right now, that's a hypothetical.
Yeah, good old Karine Jean-Pierre, as irresolute as ever. 800-923-9385. We're back after the break.
Now, on time traffic and weather on the Patriot.
Good evening. Out on your roads right now. We still got a broken water main out in the Grosse Pointe Woods area. It says Vernier closed between Morningside Drive and Lakeshore Drive. So watch out for that and avoid that area. Still got a 1 hour delay at the Ambassador Bridge for commercial and passenger vehicles trying to cross to Windsor. And it's a 45 minute delay at the Detroit Windsor Tunnel. Also, still got some heavy traffic. 94 eastbound between 12 mile and N59. That earlier accident has cleared, but we're still seeing some pretty slow residual traffic there, so watch out there. An accident on the right shoulder, 696 westbound at the 96-275 interchange, as well as an accident on the right shoulder, the 75 northbound ramp to 696 eastbound, also slowing you there. Tonight, partly cloudy with some scattered showers overnight, a low around 62 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And right now, it is mostly cloudy and 85 degrees. I'm Tim Cook on the Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
This is Kurt Schlichter. When the left said it wanted to transform America, what it really meant was it wanted to ruin everything. From our decaying cities to our best-in-the-world military, whatever the left gets control of, it destroys. But it isn't too late to turn this around. That's why I wrote my latest book called We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. This book is my roadmap back to American greatness.
Read Kurt Schlichter's essential new book, We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America, available wherever books are sold.
Persistent airline cancellations, rising gas prices, many of us are planning to stay local this summer. Well, make your backyard feel like a resort with a Michael Phelps swim spa by our friends at Master Spas and put it right in your backyard. Now, it's the solution to year-round relaxation and entertainment. Just go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner, and you're going to save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Now, trust the largest American-built hot tub and swim spa brand, masterspas.com.
So are the Chinese serious? Are they going to, quote, dispel Nancy Pelosi's plane, end quote, if it is led into Taiwan by a U.S. military air escort? That's what they're saying. Gordon Chang, the author and Sino expert, says he's taking it seriously.
This very well may not be bluster. You know, it's inconceivable to us that the PLA, People's Liberation Army, would shoot down Pelosi's plane. But you got to remember, at this very instant, there are four Chinese warships in Japanese territorial water in the Senkakus in the East China Sea. There are Chinese troops deep into Indian-controlled territory in Ladakh and the Himalayas. You know, a few weeks ago, the Chinese provoked a crisis in the South China Sea with the Philippines. China is lashing out. It might be Taiwan, but it might be someplace else. This is an extremely dangerous regime at this moment.
Yeah, extremely dangerous. Nevertheless, General Jack Keane says he thinks that the Pelosi move to move into Taiwan is the right thing.
And this is all about, listen, what's lost in this is Russia could... Russia committed itself to a military invasion of Ukraine after announcing to the world for years that Ukraine is really a part of Russia. We got President Xi here for 10 years now saying that Taiwan is really a part of mainland China. And if they don't willingly submit to our governance of Taiwan, then we'll take it by force. We cannot provide any incentive to this man to think that we are weak and we will not going to come to the assistance of Taiwan. And that's the damage that was about to be done here. Certainly, going forward with the visit will reassure our allies that we are still engaged with Taiwan. We're going to support them. And what are they looking at? Because the implications are, well, are you going to support us, Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, Australia, given the aggression and malign behavior of China in the region?
Yeah, so you can see that as the president apparently plans to appear before the nation this evening at 7:30 Eastern to talk about a successful counterterrorism operation in Afghanistan, where he heretofore has made a colossal mess of things. There are a lot of other things going on for which this administration must account, but they don't seem to be able to. Ken is in Livonia. Ken, thanks for the call. Ken, you're on.
television tonight to brag about the actions of our U.S. military in the missile strike in Afghanistan. Let us not forget, Daryl, the innocent men, women, and children, all American citizens that Joe Biden left in Afghanistan to be killed mm-hmm. by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. This man doesn't deserve any credit whatsoever. The blood of the innocents are on his hands and on his head.
Ken, is that it?
That'll do it for today.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. And I don't think there are going to be a whole lot of people, at least in this audience, that disagree with that sentiment. As a matter of fact, there are Americans still in Afghanistan and still trying to get out. 800-923-9385. There are a couple of humanitarian organizations on the ground there now taking donations from those who are willing to contribute to help get them out. And that operation's ongoing, folks. It's not over. It's nowhere near over. Walter's listening to the program in Ypsilanti. Walter, thank you for the call.
Daryl, I wonder if there's such thing as a transfer tingle from the leg, from Obama's leg to Joe Biden's leg.
I don't know. There are a lot of people out there who say they get tingles. I think it was a broadcaster on, CNN or MSNBC One, who said that he got a tingle up his leg when he heard Barack Obama talk, I think it was.
That's the clown. Yeah, that's the clown. I don't even hear about him no more. He's so pathetic, you know. And I guess these people that Joe Biden think the world or broke, busted, disgusted Americans and vexed, hexed, oppressed, and depressed Americans with the lack of the income they used to have, high gas prices, and we going up and down that list from A to Z. I guess he think he going to get that transfer tingle up his leg, you know. His voters going to get a transfer tingle up their legs for him. And they're not thinking about Al-Qaeda. I don't think they was even on the radar, come to think of it. And also, I agree with Ken. And it's amazing to me how the Republicans have forgotten about that treasonous act mm-hmm. of leaving all our military, a lot of our military equipment mm-hmm. there to arm and to actually start another military and people being killed in Afghanistan. Nobody's thinking about. I'm going to be standing by and listening to our adversaries on stations to see if they mention anything about him getting Al-Qaeda. And you know what? He's trying to sound more like Trump. Democrats do it right before elections, try to sound more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
No, and the average person could care less about Al-Qaeda at this point in their lives. And, you know, Obama and with him and Obama in office, the biggest thing that people can brag about what Obama did still is GM. He saved GM, and he got who? Osama bin Laden, who we never saw. And there's people still glorying in that. And you even got homeless people, homeless black people, panhandlers, bragging about Obama. I've talked to some of them, still talking about Obama. And he's living out on the street. I'm like, man, get a life, man. What are you talking about,
well,
Obama?
Yes.
And you can say he's done for the world?
Yeah.
For
and the truly unfortunate thing about that is that it's purely emotional on one end and purely race-based on the other. Hardly things on which to hang one's hat. Walter, excellent points all. Thank you so very much for taking time out to make them on the program this evening. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. David, looks like you're going to get the last word listening out there in Hazel Park. Dave,
thank
you're
you,
on.
My friend.
Yes, good
very
evening.
Very fast. I go along with the other two called Afghanistan. I'm 70-some years old, I bet. I'll be over there taking care of business. But anyway, the word procrastinate, that says defer action, delay, especially intentionally. This is what's happening. Defer or delay intentionally or habitually. That's what this administration is doing. And they got a lot of people behind it, and you know and I know, and we listen to this stuff, that, hey, Biden's just a puppet. But anyway, thank you for the call. Love you, my brother. Bye.
Dave, thank you so very much. We love you. We love that you're in this audience listening. and even more so contributing to the discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you day in and day out on this program to write this number down, 800-923-9385. Use it early and use it often. Why? Because just like in this very moment, you realize that this time goes all too quickly, and if you don't get in, you just get left. 800-923-9385. That is all we have time for on this program today. But suffice it to say, good Lord willing, we'll be back behind this microphone tomorrow evening with another edition of 6 o'clock Talk with Daryl Wood. Until then, my thanks to Luke Hammett, show's official observer. My thanks to those of you who called in to express your various opinions on the news topics and stories you really care about. And thanks to everyone out there listening, whether you are doing so terrestrially, whether you are streaming us digitally, whether you are looking at us through the Facebook page, or however you do it. Tell a friend. Tell the in-laws, tell the outlaws to tune us in Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, because we're going to be here until tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening.
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WBTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.